Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. He has a heart for our children and our future. You see, they go hand in hand. Pastor Elwin Ahu is the senior pastor of New Hope Metro, located in the heart of Honolulu. As a Hawaii state judge in 1995, Pastor Elwin made his most important decision when he accepted Jesus Christ into his heart. It became his defining moment in life. On January 1st, 2000, Pastor Elwin resigned from his promising judicial career and stepped into full-time ministry. In 2012, New Hope Metro's inaugural year, Pastor Elwin was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and underwent intense hospitalization and treatment. However, God's miraculous power has healed him of this disease. He has experienced the saving grace of Jesus Christ. This saving grace is what we're here to talk about through what the Lord is doing in his ministry in this season. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our shows to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to share with you about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. He who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, the living Christ, who rose again from the grave, who touched the heart of Pastor Elwin Ahu, can touch your heart today too and change your life. Would you open your heart to Jesus? We pray so. We hope so. Pastor Elwin has a passion to teach, inspire, and equip others to develop a deeper relationship with Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. He and his wife Joy have two children, Brandon, New Hope Metro's assistant pastor, and Jared. Pastor Elwin, welcome to our show.
Hey, Danny, thanks so much.
We do have a special ongoing Elwin Ahu series here at the Good Life radio program, and I'm glad we do. I'm glad we do. Pastor Elwin, you recently ran for lieutenant governor here for the state of Hawaii. What was the transition like from running for high office and going back to the pastorate?
You know, Danny, it's an interesting question because sometimes we will separate and we like to keep the world in one sphere versus another. And the way we looked at this run for the elective office was really still one and the same for my wife and I. Joy and I went on a little retreat to pray about what God would want us to do. And we came out of that retreat understanding that the Lord really wanted us to run for this office. And the fact that we ran and not necessarily won the election, in man's eyes, the results, the fact that we ran was a win for God, we believed. Mm-hmm. And so the run for elective office was still part of our ministry. So it's not where I left the ministry to run for office. It was still one and the same in the whole package of what God has called mm-hmm. us to do. During the campaign, I was still, you know, on the pulpit. I didn't want our church to feel any skittish in any respect that I was leaving the church at all. So I was still pretty much involved with what was happening on the weekends. During the week, my son would help with the operations and part of the management of the staff and the church. And so I was still there. My hand was still involved. My pulse, I still had a hand on the pulse of the church. So after elections are done, it's not too much different, I think, as far as my role and responsibility.
You speak of the sacred and the secular with a sense of coalescing of the two, really a holistic way. Elwin Ahu seems to see no difference. It's all sacred in the way you describe it. Running for office was also a very sacred thing because it was rooted in what you felt God was calling you to do. It's a very interesting thing. I mean, not everybody sees it that way, but you know, obviously you do. Where does that come from?
I think it's from mistakes that I've made along the way. You know, I came to Christ in 1995, so I was already pretty much along my way in my career. And in many respects, sometimes we think of work being work and home being home, and never the two shall meet. And so we keep our work at work and we keep our home life separate, which is true. And I think we need to do that in some respects. But when it comes to what God is asking you to do, and when it's a ministry, when life becomes a ministry, then what you do at home does affect your work. And what you do at work does affect your home. And so I see ministry as a 24/7 thing. You know, it's not something I can keep separate. And so when I look at what happens in my marriage, you know, how do I perform ministry at home for my wife and my kids? It's just as important as what I do at church. And so same with the election. What happens in the election affects my ministry. What I do in my ministry affects the elections. And so I think it's one and the same. You're not called to be a Christian 8 hours a day. You know, you don't punch in and out as a Christian. You're a Christian 24 hours a day. And therefore, your ministry, because we're all a royal priesthood, according to Peter, we're all a royal priesthood, which means our priesthood responsibilities as ministers are 24/7.
Which means that we're a Christian at home, we're a Christian at work,
yes.
We're a Christian
wherever
we are. That's, to me, that's more of a biblical perspective of how we should see ourselves. What lessons did you learn in the process, this season of running for office?
There are a lot of lessons, but if I can boil it down to just one or two, I think one is just looking at the state of the church in today's world. If you study a little bit about church history, the church used to be at the center of the community. Everything came out of the church. Even physically speaking, in towns and townships, they were built around a church. The church was the center of the community where policies were discussed and debated, and it would flow from that. Leaders would come out of the church. And over time, I think the church has been pushed to the sidelines, where now we're part of many other institutions. So rather than it being a center of policy making, the church is now one voice of many. And it's now become diluted in all that. And the other thing that I took away, and became very evident in the way that we ran our campaign and the responses we got, not only from the community in general, but from churches. Some churches weren't involved at all. Some churches didn't want to become involved in issues that were social issues that would affect us as a community. I think the other thing that I took away from it was that many people have values that are already established, whether they're Christian or non-Christians. As they've gone on and in years, whether it be with family relationships or traditions or being a part of a union, their values are already set. Their ways are already set. Hard to change that. Very hard to change that.
It almost sounds like a dichotomy between a challenge, if there's a challenge between Christian values and these other set values, could be a political value. If they clash because of the years of, shall we say, loyalty to a position, even if they see a conflict, the tradition overrides the conflict of what may be interpreted or looked upon as a biblical value.
Yeah, and I think it flows from the fact that the church is no longer in the center of all of that. So now we're one of many different opinions and positions on various issues. And so when you look at a person's day-to-day schedule, you know, they will spend at most a half an hour of the whole week, 30 minutes of the week in front of a pastor or listening to a message. And even if the pastor wants to speak 45 to an hour, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, their attention span is about 30 minutes.
They listen for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then they're looking at their watch, you know, when are we going to get out of here?
So, oh, shucks. That means I went over a little bit on this past weekend.
Yeah. So the Christian perspective, the biblical worldview, is given to them in 30 minutes of the whole week. The rest of the week, they're subject to friends, talk around the water cooler at work, union representatives, media attention, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how much of that are they catching from the pastor as to what their worldview should be like? And it's been shaped over the years, so their values have been set.
Recently, I had reason to spend a few moments with you there because of a very important meeting we had at your church. I saw some construction going on at New Hope Metro. What's happening?
You know, Danny, coming away from this election, again, like I said, I noticed how people's values are set, you know, in their older adult age. And I thought, but something has to change. People need to get back to what we believe the truth of the Bible is and the biblical worldview of all these different issues. And we're going through so much change in the world today that shaping and reshaping and redefining what we understood to be traditional. Things like marriage, the same-sex marriage court case that came out of Supreme Court, as well as locally, you're looking at a transgender bill now. And I believe the governor is going to be signing this bill that allows a person to change their gender on their birth certificate without anything else, without any doctor's opinion, etc. So we're going through so much change in society that I thought, how do we change the generation back? How do we get back to what the Lord really wanted us to have? And I thought, you know, if we're going to change the generation, we got to start with the kids. And so what we're starting at, what we're building at New Hope Metro is a preschool. We're starting a preschool that will not only touch upon the lives of young children, but we want to touch upon the lives of their parents as well. So young families, to be able to talk about, to be able to discuss, to be able to expose them to values that we believe is the truth and how we need to get back to those things. The scripture that really spoke to me a lot, it's in Deuteronomy 6. And I'm going to read from the NIV, Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord says, "These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you're crossing the Jordan to possess." Now, just right there, it gives us the context of when this was being given. This is being given to the people of Israel before they crossed the Jordan. Across the Jordan was the promised land, land full of milk and honey, full of potential, but full of enemies, full of giants, etc. And so the Lord says, "I want you to teach your children." So verse 2 says, "Teach your children and their children after them, that they may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping his decrees and commands that I give you, so that you may enjoy long life."
Enjoying long life, teaching the decrees of the Lord to our children. These are things, important responsibilities that Pastor Elwin Ahu and New Hope Metro are taking to heart. And they're in the process of building Metro Christian Academy. He's here to share about the calling, the vision, the mission of that, and how your preschoolers could be a part of Metro Christian Academy, right there in the heart of Honolulu, available for you. Maybe you're a grandmother, grandfather, you're hearing about this. You need to maybe share the word, share the opportunity with your loved one. When we come back, you'll hear more from Pastor Elwin Ahu, heart to heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, when God gives you a vision, what do you do about it? I like the guests that we have on our show. Many of them, well, when they see a vision, they begin to work at it, and they're very patient in the process, because bringing a vision, you know, a vision is something that doesn't exist outside of what you see in your heart and your mind and your spirit. But over the course of time, it materializes into something that someone can touch, someone can access, someone can drop their child off at a place like a preschool, knowing that the quality of the education, the quality of the training, the experience itself will be positive, would be beneficial, would be something that you're glad, grateful that you've had that opportunity. And this is the sense with Pastor Elwin Ahu, as he has had a vision, he and the leaders of his church, Metro Christian Academy, Ministry of New Hope Metro. He's here to share that with us. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with Pastor Elwin Ahu. You can find out more about New Hope Metro at newhopemetro.com. And then you can, I saw a neat video that he put together there talking. But by the way, as he spoke about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Pastor Elwin, what did FDR say that you included there in that video that has really grabbed the hold of your heart?
You know, President Roosevelt said, you might not be able to prepare your future for your children, but you can prepare your children for their future. And I took that to heart because, you know, we run into roadblocks again and again and again about trying to get the future ready for our children. And there are all kinds of different, you know, aspects to how the future is being shaped and what politics or whether it be other influential bodies are trying to shape that future. So you don't have that much control over the future. But you can control and shape your children for the future that's coming up.
Well, there's a challenge that someone might bring about to FDR's statement. How much can we control? Because of the influences that surround, especially now. I mean, he's saying that at a given point in time in the linear development of our nation's history. But if he were alive today, would, you know, theoretically that might make sense, but how practically with so much information, so much right in our hands, now it's on a watch. Mm-hmm. You can get to access the information. Yeah. How does it relate today? And then more so, Pastor Owen, to a child. Preschool age.
Yeah, and that's why I think what the Lord was saying in Deuteronomy 6, you know, they're about to enter this land And the land has a lot of good stuff in there, but it has a lot of challenges and a lot of changes that they may not ever be able to control those things. And so what did God say to the people? What did God say to the leaders? What did he say to Joshua? Get yourself ready before you cross the Jordan. What did he say? Did he say build up your armament? Did he say sharpen your spears? No, go back to what he said. He said teach your children to observe the laws and the commands that I've given you. Teach your children and their children after them that they may fear the Lord. You know what God was saying there? If you miss one generation of teaching your children the laws of God, you've missed it entirely. It's wiped out. It's gone. And when you enter into a land where there's so much change and uncertainties and things that you cannot control, your children will not have the foundations upon which to stand strong. You know, before you build anything, one of the most important parts of any building is the foundation. And you build those foundations deep, knowing that, you know, when crosswinds come or hurricanes hit or what have you, that that foundation is going to stand. And I think we've lost it along the way.
So what is the vision for Metro Christian Academy?
Metro Christian Academy is to start the children off and the families, knowing what the Word of God says. We will be teaching them. It's not Bible class, but it's incorporating Bible and biblical principles in all the areas of life, whether it be life experiences, whether it be academics. We want them to be prepared for the schools that they actually attend, you know, later on. And so that's why we're starting them with the right foundation. So it's taking lessons, academic lessons, but incorporating within that biblical principles.
I saw some images of what it's going to look like. And when I looked at it, I thought, wow, this is everything is so symmetrical and well put together. And then I got to see the construction of it. So it's in process. I also noticed that an opportunity was given for people in the church, even some of the young people. I saw them writing some things. Almost looked like there were some things, I don't know if I saw it on Facebook, on cement or something beneath the surface, you know, it's part of the foundation. What was happening? What were people doing?
Yeah, so this past weekend, I gave the church an opportunity to write scripture promises on the floor of the school before we cover it up with carpet and floor covering. I wanted the church to know, and parents and families to know, that when they bring their children there, children will be standing upon the Word of God. When they play, when they learn, when they laugh, when they interact with one another, it'll all be on God's Word. And so we had adults writing down their favorite scriptures. We brought in our kids' classes during Sunday, and they wrote down there what God has been saying to them. And so it's all the foundation of God's Word that will be sitting beneath the carpeting and the floor covering of the school.
What does that symbolize?
Foundations. It's all about starting off with the right foundation.
For someone listening today who may not understand the gravity or the magnitude of the foundation or the Word of God, you know, this is 21st century. Back in the day, 1940s, 1950s, a preacher could actually say, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. And people would, their spines would sort of, you know, firm up when someone said that. They would, you know, perk up and begin to listen because of the authority. That today, 21st century, that could mean many things or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So how would you relate to someone who's listening and say, okay, well, I understand there's importance to you in doing that, but what really matters? Why does that really matter? Why pay attention to the symbolism of it? What does it mean?
Yeah, people won't understand the significance of establishing a solid foundation until the storms of life hit, I believe. People won't necessarily understand why there needs to be something that's called absolute truth until they're caught in confusion. And I think, again, going back to how the church has been pushed out of the center of the community out of the center of the institution that surround them. We have now a lot who don't believe in any absolute truth. And so how they feel, in fact, that's been, you know, the way transgender and other things have been happening is because of how they feel. If they feel like something, it's called now fluidity. We're in a community where we believe in fluidity, that I may be one personality today, and I'll be fluid tomorrow into someone else. And I deserve certain civil rights because of how I feel today. And so it's gotten kind of crazy and confusing. And so when you have no absolute truth, there's nothing to come back to.
Hmm. Now, you're staffing teachers, administrators. How does this the structure of Metro Christian Academy, how is that being put together?
So it is a ministry under the church. And so everything is under the covering of New Hope Metro, which is part of the International Church of the Four Square Gospel denomination. So it's completely under a ministry context. The staff and the teachers would all have to agree to the statement of faith and belief and convictions of our church. It's not necessary that they have to be members of our church so long as they agree to that they will abide by and live by those principles.
There is something you may not know about Pastor Elwin Ahu with regard to his background before even preceding his judicial background. And when you look at the way God designs us and the way that he prepares us for things we would just never have thought of. I mean, it's completely outside the bounds of any consideration. God is very purposeful, even in the things we don't even pay too much attention on. And they have significance years later. When we come back, I'll ask Pastor Owen to talk a little bit about that and opportunities that God is giving to, yes, the children, yes, therefore to families, but also on a broader scale, the impact on our community through a preschool called Metro Christian Academy and other opportunities and open doors that the Lord is bringing about that will affect each of us in our society. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Elwin Ahu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The mission of Metro Christian Academy is a Christian preschool dedicated to provide quality early education that integrates developmentally appropriate, child-centered instruction in which a child may grow spiritually, cognitively, emotionally, physically, and socially in a biblically-based environment that builds Christ-like character and achieves excellence in academics for each child. And that's underway right now, Metro Christian Academy, and I have Pastor Elwin Ahu in studio with me today. You can find out more about Metro Christian Academy at newhopemetro.com. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thanks for joining us today. Pastor Elwin, what kind of background do you have? I mean, is there any connection with yourself, with education that's going to have anything to do with this? We know a lot of your other background, but what about education?
Yeah, you know, Danny, people know me from my law background, so I was a judge before God moved me out of there to be a pastor. And, you know, with this whole journey that I've been on, it should not come as a surprise to anyone when I say you'll never know what God has been preparing you for. In other words, as a lawyer, I was involved in litigation, and I'd give closing arguments to juries to try to convince them of something. And I find myself using the same techniques in my sermons, you know, using the law, which is now God's law, talking about what the issue is, which now it's problems that people are facing, doing an analysis of what the law is to the person's problem, and coming up with a conclusion. Same kind of technique I used in jury trials, I'm using with sermons to convince people to come to Christ. Well, you know, what's interesting, as we talked about this preschool, is I went even further back in my career. And I actually got a degree in elementary ed, of all things, before I went to law school. And it was through this experience in teaching elementary education that I have, you know, I realize that I have really a deep-seated heart for kids, to start kids off in the right direction. And so God was preparing me way back then, although I never realized it, to where I am today.
Retroactive reflection in the workings of a proactive God.
Yeah, exactly.
What does it mean to a child? Well, let's say, what does it mean to a parent today? You know, someone might say, do we really need another preschool? I mean, aren't there enough? Why one more? And what difference would it make for a family? And do we need another one in Honolulu?
You know, they say that more than 50% of children below the age of 3, those that are trying to find a preschool can't get into a preschool. More than 50%. They're not prepared for a kindergarten. Hmm. And I think in today's fast-paced world, we see the difference in performance standards, children who have gone to preschool and children who have not. And so opening up Metro Christian Academy, I think, is just going to put a little dent in the demand that's out there right now. It's, I think every preschool that you talk to, they already have a waiting list of 20, 30. I mean, just check on how many preschool advertisements do you have on the radio or on TV. You practically see none because there is such a high demand for preschools.
So a definite need. There's not enough.
There's a definite need. Definite need, especially in the downtown area. You know, more and more people are coming to work in the town. You know, and the preschool, Danny, is just a small part of a vision I believe the Lord has been laying upon me. And what I've been seeing is not just starting with the kids and laying out a foundation for the kids, but eventually, you know, I want to branch out into a youth facility, a youth care center, a youth community center, where kids that are being left at home, either latchkey kids, you know, they need after-school tutorials, they need a place to hang out in a Christian environment. We don't have very many of those in this downtown area. So.
We touched on it just a few moments ago, but the clash of, I'm just saying it as a clash of cultures. Mm-hmm. Cultures within the culture of Hawaii, there's these subcultures that are clashing because of the deep-seated values that exist. Moral values, social values. What do you feel or sense will take place as this clash is not just gonna happen, it's happening already? What do you see? What do you envision for the future when these things collide, as they collide?
You know what I hope to see? I hope to see an authentic display of the love of Christ. Because when you read the Bible, that's what was happening back then. There was a clash of cultures within the government and the religious communities. I think Paul is a part of that. Jesus, of course, was a part of that. And what came out of that was the agape love that we have for one another, that despite our differences, that the love of Christ permeates through all of that.
Hmm. Yeah. There seems to be a pushing to the edge of this meaning of agape love. Of course, Christ was crucified and his love prevailed. And the Apostle Paul underwent great levels of persecution. Stephen was martyred himself. As we look through the history of the church, there's been some very ugly, unseemly moments, even within, whether it's for the Catholics and the Protestants or the Christian church overall with the Muslims, with Islam. Someone can look at this and say, man, this is the epitome of hypocrisy going on here. How do you feel in light of that, that the love of Christ, the agape love that you speak of, that you want to instill in children, the seed of this capacity, how does that relate to the 21st century we live in?
I think when you're looking at all the differences that are swirling around in the world today, and you understand that the agape love of Christ is one that doesn't change, it is an unconditional love that's extended to anyone regardless of what their background or walk of life is. I think that love is, it needs to be defined even further though, and it's not merely just simply accepting a person. It's not tolerating. I hear the word tolerance being used a lot, that we need to tolerate our differences. I understand that and I agree with that, but I think the love of Christ takes it one step further. The agape love of Christ is that you continue to love the person towards the best that God has for them, the way that he's talked about it in the Bible, where the Bible is the truth. is the way and the truth and the life. You know, I think too many times we stop at just saying, okay, yeah, we'll accept you the way you are. Come just as you are. And we'll just accept you the way you are. And we fail to see the fact that God doesn't just see us who we are as who we are. He sees us as to who we can become. The simple story of the prodigal son is such as that. The son has certain beliefs and caused him to walk away from the father. Father never chased him. Father never changed anything in his own lifestyle, his own beliefs, but waited for the son to come back home. And when the son came home, the father showered him with love. Gave him a robe of love and embraced him with the love of the father as only a father can do.
Are there challenges in starting a preschool?
A lot of challenges, yeah, in starting a preschool. There's always...
What kind?
The construction costs and startup costs. Anytime you try to start something up, it's a challenge. I think getting the word out is one because... Like I said, you don't have very many advertisements about preschools, et cetera. And so we need to let people know that, you know, what our heart is. And the facility is going to look beautiful. We're in a prime location. But I'm hoping that people really catch the heart of what our school is all about.
What's the capacity going to be? You might have a waiting list yourself.
Well, we'll see. We have enough square footage because they, according to state law, they allow so many children per square footage, and we have enough square footage enough for about 100 kids. But I don't want to make it that big. We'll probably cap it off at about 80 kids, just to give kids enough room to work and play in that area. You notice that we don't have any walls that will separate the classrooms. We allow in, again, as the brochures say, we're into about developmentally, you know, approaching each child. So children will learn at their own pace, and our teachers are trained to observe and watch and lead children along the way so that they're not just stuck on one area, but they continue to progress and grow from station to station. So it's an open classroom setting.
In Honolulu, I mean, you're close to the nerve center of so much. You know, that affects the entire state. And I want, you're a strategic thinker. I know this is, yes, the Lord has given you a vision. And as you've been given a vision, the way God created you, there is a certain process of analytics that you have probably gone through. I hope I'm not assuming too much, but that's a sense I get in knowing you and seeing the way you move. In fact, I see you nodding your head, so I think I might be on track when we come back. You know, take us through that. And by the way, Pastor Elwin, I'm grateful that you are so willing to come and talk about that. There's a sense of trust, you see, that develops with you and therefore with New Hope Metro and Metro Christian Academy, because there's an openness to talk about things. You know, we can't plan and prepare everything that we're going to say. We just talk heart to heart, sharing. But as you come back and as we talk, there's a sense of trust that grows, especially with our own children. When we come back, more with Pastor Elwin Ahu. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, at some point, you know, we have to talk about, I think we should talk about it. How does this get financed? How does a child access the resources that are going to be provided at Metro Christian Academy? Can you afford it? Maybe you're listening. Maybe you want to have your child. Your child is of age, preschool age, and you say, "Well, I'm interested, Danny. I would be interested in having my child go there. Or I certainly want to find out more about this. But how much is it going to cost?" Maybe you're a grandparent and you know your son or daughter or son and daughter-in-law or vice versa. They work really hard, but they have a preschool age child or children, and you are thinking, "Hey, I'd love to help out. I'd love if they would send the child to Metro Christian Academy. I'd love to help out to help make that happen with some of the, you know, discretionary income that you have as a grandparent or great grandparent." To be able to provide this, but you would want to know, obviously, how much is it going to cost, and where is that money going to go? I mean, if revenue is generated, great, that's a great thing for New Hope Metro. But where is it going to go? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. You say, "Danny, man, you're kind of drilling down a little bit deep here, especially with the founder of the church and the founder of the school sitting right in front of you." Well, that's the value of having Pastor Elwin Au. And the relationship that we have is like that. I mean, we can share heart to heart about things, and we're sharing it with you, of course. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And if you'd like to hear the program in its entirety and even share it with someone who might have a preschool age child, share it with them. Find it free podcast, thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about New Hope Metro, newhopemetro.com. So, Pastor Elwin, what about it? What about it? What's the cost? And let's go further as you answer that question.
You know, you can find out more information if you go to the website, so newhopemetro.com, and you click on the tab that's associated with Metro Christian Academy. You'll see either an application form, or if you want to download a brochure, and it has all the information there. We're looking at $875 a month, and that's an all-day program. We also have an aftercare, after-school care. It includes lunch and snacks and, you know, all the activities. But you can download it there. I appreciate, you know, Danny, you allowing me to come on and we talk about this as we're sharing during the break, that it's more than, it's not an advertisement. You know, I'm not into ads. As I said earlier in the program, my whole life is ministry. This is all about ministry. And of course, you know, we charge a tuition that will help us pay for the operating expenses and teacher salaries, etc. But the revenue that's generated from that will go right back into the ministry of the community. I think one of the main reasons why, you know, it was laid on my heart to start this school, especially given the locale of our church and where the school is going to be, is in such close proximity to downtown. It's because my life was developed and designed in the downtown area, you know, as a lawyer, then as a judge, and So I came out of the marketplace, and I know what families go through in the marketplace. I know that there's a need for stable Christian value teaching, especially for the kids of families who work in a downtown area. And if our school can be located close to where they work and do their business, then whatever, you know, field trips or assignments that they might have, they want to be close to their children, you know, we're right there. But the money and the tuition that's paid into the school and the revenue that we generate, I'm going to pour that back into the community where these, a lot of kids in this area, a lot of families cannot afford to have opportunities like this. So what about after school care or other kinds of programs for these children who live in this area? How do we provide ministry for them as well? So the whole package is ministry. It's not about a business thing. It's not about revenue generating business where we, you know, get rich and build a big, you know, temple or whatever. It's not about that at all. It's helping those who cannot help themselves. And so we're providing ministry to families who work in a downtown area. And the revenue, we turn that into ministry for those who cannot afford it.
When you say turning it into those who cannot afford it, are you referring specifically to financial assistance to those who might not be able to afford based on certain criteria that they would go through to be able to take part in and be a part of Metro Christian Academy?
I think along the way that we'll have that. We'll have fundraisers also throughout mm-hmm. the year. I want to develop a scholarship fund mm-hmm. so that there mm-hmm. are families that need financial assistance. We will be able to help them. I mean, it's not easy, you know, raising a child in today's world.
But especially also, in today's Hawaii,
yeah,
economically speaking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the condition that we're in. But that's a whole other radio show, right, on politics.
Yeah.
But just the families who live in the community, after-school care kind of programs, sports programs, an area, like I said earlier, a youth center type of program where we can have some pool tables, ping-pong tables around and Bible studies and Christian music and, you know, really develop the youth in this area. So all of that takes resources.
You are located sort of at the hub of, you mentioned downtown, the economic nerve center of the state. You're connected also, or the hub. There are other spokes that reach out to the General Kalihi area. And there's another spoke that reaches out to the harbor where longshoremen work. I look at spokes going out in those areas. Are there specific thoughts that you have with regard to reaching families? We talked a lot about because of your background, but what about these other areas, the General Kalihi area and beyond?
Yeah, certainly, definitely. Yeah, we're in that. And interesting that you would use the word hub, because in our church, that's the connecting point for all activities. So when we do our announcements at church, we say, for more information, go to the hub, because that speaks as the central informational center, the nerve center of all that's happening. And our church is pretty much the same way, you know. So there's an extension into the marketplace, an extension into the business community that's around here. We are very close to the longshoremen and the unions in that area, schools in the district. So we're excited about the location that we're in. And I think it's very beneficial to with the strategy that we have and the vision that God has given us.
Well, I can see, just as I look ahead, at a reputation being built based on a foundation, a lot of which you've shared, and of course there's more to it, but you've shared with a great level of depth and candor, because we can't practice this. You and I, when we talk, we just it's a lot of shooting from the heart, as it were, as we speak together. A parting shot to someone today who may be considering preschool education, maybe a mom or dad, maybe an auntie or an uncle who's going to say, hey, you know, New Old Metro has a preschool coming up. Maybe a grandparent or great-grandparent. What would you say to them in light of what God has placed on your heart?
You know, Danny, on prior programs and people who know the life that my wife Joy and I have lived, we're not afraid to take risk and to step out. And one big risk was when we adopted our little boy Jared from China when he was 3.5. And I tell you, the preschool experience that we placed him in, when I look backwards now, 9 years ago, it's invaluable. Mm. It was one of the best things that we ever did for him, I think. It was to set him in the right direction. And, you know, you get emotional when you think about what he's been through in the past and, you know, all that he is today. And he's 12 years old today, going on, I think, 17. but he has such an imprint of God on his heart. And I believe it started with preschool. And so even though he's in the mix of a rapidly changing generation, you know, his foundations go deep. And it started in preschool. Hmm. And that time is going to go by real fast. It's going to go by in a snap, in a blink of an eye. That child is going to grow beyond the preschool years. And so you don't want to miss that.
Speaking from experience, that's Pastor Elwin Ahu, speaking of his own son, Jared. He and Joy raising Jared and seeing the value, the importance, the significance of the preschool education. Metro Christian Academy is an opportunity for you. As you hear him speak today, you can find out more at newhopemetro.com. Pastor Elwin, as always, it is indeed a blessing to have you with us. I look forward to the unfolding of more exciting things that God has called you to as you risk. The Lord seems to meet you there as you follow him. He meets you there. And that is really a message for all of us in obedience to God. Take the step and God will meet you there because he's been there all along, leading you, providing, opening the doors. I think, do we follow him? And I think the answer should be yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Pastor Elwin, thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Dear one, I hope that you've been encouraged by, well, the sharing of what's going on at New Hope Metro by Pastor Elwin Ahu. Find out more at newhopemetro.com. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. That's what we're all about here at the Good Life Radio Show. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I want to thank you in advance for that, for your support. 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3 says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Elwin Ahu. Again, find out more about Metro Christian Academy at newhopemetro.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.